What's the best CRM? The one that you use. Sales Engine, the CRM for the reverse mortgage professional. Simple, powerful, and effective. For more information, visit reversefocus.com or email info@reversefocus.com. The CFPB warns against delaying Social Security with a heckam. Mr. Cooper has officially arrived. Home Mortgage Disclosure Act rules relax for the heckam, and Texas originators have a clean record. You're listening to episode 479 for Monday, August 28th. Welcome back, loyal listeners. Well, it was controversial when it was announced last week that the CFPB, or the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau's latest report, warns against using a reverse mortgage to maximize, that is, delay Social Security benefits. They released a video and a guide about reverse mortgages for consumers, and this new memo came from the agency's Office for Older Americans. It looks at the much-touted strategy of delaying Social Security benefits to get a higher monthly payout using a reverse mortgage. And the Bureau finds that the strategy carries significant financial risks, claiming that the cost may in fact exceed the additional amount of monthly benefits paid over the lifetime of Social Security benefits. As nearly 5 million homeowners will turn 62 by 2020, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau is concerned that the broad promotion of the strategy could result in an increased number of homeowners borrowing a reverse mortgage for this purpose, states the Bureau's recent report. The Bureau also claims that such a strategy could endanger the ability for a senior to move later in life or to downsize into a new home and also to absorb any potential financial shocks. The Bureau's announcement was not met with open arms in our industry. Peter Bell, president and CEO of the National Reverse Mortgage Lenders Association, objects to the CFPB's finding, and he made a statement to Reverse Mortgage Daily saying, "Taking a reverse mortgage or any financial product is a much more complex decision than the CFPB's narrow account of one Social Security claiming strategy makes it out to be. We will continue to support research and analysis of the value of using home equity to bridge the income gap created when Social Security claiming is delayed until full retirement age or age 70. We will always encourage consumers to consider any financial decision as part of their comprehensive retirement financial plan." And speaking of the CFPB, they announced last week that they will be relaxing some of the mandatory reporting requirements for the HMDA, the Home Mortgage Disclosure Act. Beginning January 2018, institutions that have originated over 500 home equity lines will be required to submit certain information to the Bureau under the HMDA requirements. But that threshold has been increased significantly from the original 100 loan threshold. The temporary increase in the threshold will provide time for the Bureau to consider whether to initiate another rulemaking to address the appropriate level for the threshold for data collected beginning January 2020, said the agency in their press release. Now, they pitched the idea of the threshold increases back this summer in July. The National Reverse Mortgage Lenders Association also wrote in support of that plan, but they do ask for a delay of the January start date. "We are pleased with the CFPB's decision to increase the reporting threshold, as NORMLA supported in public comments, and believe the increase should be made permanent after the trial period," wrote NORMLA's Executive Vice President Steve Irwin. "NORMLA will continue to work with the Bureau to clarify several HMDA terms and fields that must be treated differently for reverse mortgage loan reporting." Now, when it comes to HMDA, it's not always an easy task, especially for HECM originators and lenders, and there is, of course, a cost for compliance and software that may need to be adjusted for the new reports. "We know that there are very few reverse mortgage vendors, which makes it more difficult to find and implement alternatives in implementing the revised HMDA requirements," said Irwin in his letter. The great state of Texas is looking, well, quite great when it comes to enforcement actions for reverse mortgages. Of course, the state did come into the home equity conversion mortgage game a little late due to the state's constitution and also its homestead requirements. But the Department of Savings and Mortgage Lending has found zero enforcement actions filed against any reverse originators in the state for the last 10 years. This based on a public records request filed by Scott Norman. He may sound familiar to you. He is the vice president of the National Field and Government Relations at Finance of America Reverse. As it relates to our unblemished safety record, this is critical information that every planner, banker, and influencer needs to know about, said Norman. All of the protections in Texas are built into the Constitution. That's very, very unique. Now, the acceptance of the state of the reverse mortgage took some time. It didn't begin until 1997, and much of that was due to the state's homestead laws, which were enacted in 1845. It prohibits creditors from seizing a property to repay a loan in many instances. This rule was born when Texas was under the rule of a foreign nation. Yes, when it was a territory of Mexico, and it protected the citizens of the state. In 1997, an amendment to the Texas Constitution allowed reverse mortgages to be the exception to the rule, with voters approving the addition of the HECM to homestead law exceptions by a vote of 59% to 40%. To some extent, it's a little bit of a trivia question, said Norman. He also emphasized that the special circumstances in the state led to increased protections for borrowers and investors. Norman said, "It shows what we designed 20 years ago and what we finalized 18 years ago is clearly working." The Texas Mortgage Bankers Association will be celebrating this and also its annual Reverse Mortgage Day conference, which will be held in the city of Austin on September 7th. And in our last story, Mr. Cooper has officially arrived. 1 year after first announcing the name change, NationStar Mortgage Holdings announced its new rebranding, officially, of their operations as Mr. Cooper. "We took a look in the mirror and realized that in order to build trust with homeowners and those who wish to own a home one day, our organization and our industry needs a change," said CEO Jay Bray in a statement announcing the new name change. "Mr. Cooper is a symbol of the transformation we're undergoing to create an incredible customer experience." The Mr. Cooper moniker will serve as the consumer-facing brand for their mortgage operations, but they will continue to be known under their corporate name, NationStar, in official documents and also on the New York Stock Exchange. Now, the name came about as the result of extensive focus group research, and many participants actually cited the names of the individuals who they found extremely helpful in getting their loan. "When someone had a positive experience with their mortgage servicer, it was always a person who made it a great experience. It was Joe, it was Bob," said NationStar's AVP of Corporate Communications, Kristen Reyenga. And that, loyal listeners, wraps up the news for all things reverse mortgage for this week. And that concludes this week's episode of Reverse Focus Weekly, the nation's only weekly podcast for the reverse mortgage professional. Also, be sure to visit HECMworld.com for the latest breaking news, commentary, and our weekly videos and articles. We'd like to thank our podcast sponsor who made this broadcast possible. Thank you again for listening, and have a great week.